Chapter 3, which is, no, no, not that. And this is really about step one. I was driving down the freeway one day listening to a favorite Neil Diamond tape, not focused on much of anything, and I realized that something was off base somewhere, and good old Expand itself was sending me a very clear signal to pay attention to my feelings. But since nothing came to mind, I decided to ignore it. Big mistake. We were almost ready to close this young couple's loan when some sticky problems showed up that I really wasn't sure I could solve. So here's my focus, 100% on what I do not want to happen, meaning the loan to fall through. I was a mortgage broker. I've got red flags of negative feelings flying all over the place, a little dread, a little guilt, a large helping of gloom, and I'm ignoring them. The results of that negative energy flow were immediate. The tape player started eating my Jonathan Livingston Seagull cassette. Then I was squeezed right into a four-lane traffic jam. Another mile after that, I get rear-ended, just really rear-bumped, by some dude farther away in Madland than I was. 5 minutes later, I spilled my coffee all over a file of loan papers that were original papers, and when I finally got out of that mess and made it to a telephone, the lender told me the loan had fallen through. Well, considering how I had been flowing my energy, I was hardly surprised. I knew exactly what had happened. Now, was it just coincidence? A nasty string of unlucky circumstances? Oh, not on a bit. It's how every single one of us has been creating our days since nursery school. Focusing on all the stuff around us we didn't like, didn't want, and feeling helpless as we watched it get worse. We've been living a life we felt was largely at the mercy of forces outside of ourselves, over which we had no control. How many of us would take credit for having a lousy boss, or being robbed, or getting laid off, or catching the flu? And how many of us would not blame the government, or the economy, or our families, or the system for all that's wrong in our lives? Oh, sure, we'll take credit for some of it. Yeah, the things we've set out to do and did. But would we honestly be willing to take responsibility for every last thing that's ever happened to us? Not likely. There's a world of closet sufferers walking around on this planet who will swear to you on their new Toyotas that they hardly ever have a negative thought, to which I say, bull. We cannot flow negative energy of any kind, in any degree, in any amount, and be happy. That's it. We can't. And that means anything from mild irritation to normal no feeling, which I call flatlining, to perpetual dread. It's a physiological impossibility to be happy with that kind of energy flowing out, because we're flowing two different vibrations that activate two different external and internal results. Once you start to really see this magnetic business in action, it becomes pretty hard to ignore the glaring evidence. Our lives have been molded by the daily flow of our energy, not by fate, not by luck, circumstance, or a rich uncle. So here's the flash. Continuing to live life as a victim of circumstance, forever focusing on what's wrong with everything and everybody, will never, ever bring the life desired. It's only going to bring one more thing, more of whatever it is we're wanting so desperately to change. So here's the recipe for creation, okay? You ready? The recipe for creating anything is really quite simple. Take good or bad feelings, meaning positive or negative vibrations, bake them with various degrees of emotion to increase the magnetism, and here comes what we've attracted, like it or not. What we focused on and how we have vibrated about it is what we have gotten from birth. So if we've been in a constant search for ways to fix all the things around us that we don't like, or even if we've allowed them to be there but still haven't liked them, then we've been in a constant state of focusing on what we haven't wanted for years. For years. Look, it takes only 16 seconds to link up vibrationally to whatever we're focusing on. That's right. Only 16 seconds of pure focused thought, good or bad, negative or positive. In that brief time, we start to vibrate on the same frequency as whatever it is we've been emotionally thinking about, which means we're ripe for attracting the thing if we keep it up. Up to now, that's the fundamental way we've sculpted our lives, by this ceaseless attention to all the things we could do without, producing an unceasing undertow of negative tension. Needless to say, we've all had an ocean full of things we've thought about over and over in repetitious 16-second segments. All those vibrations of frustration and tension and concern over the countless things we didn't want, didn't like, couldn't handle, didn't know what to do with, or thought we had to put up with. Which is why, for the most part of our lives, we've continued to attract more of the same. Charming, really charming. Remember, I'm not talking daily rage here, just that perpetual silent murmur of gotta fix it, gotta do it better, gotta make it right, gotta find a way. It's either called quiet concern or not in gut. And on the other side of the same coin, it's called gotta accept it, gotta live with it. Nothing I can do about it, like it or not. Same thing. Same vibrations. This is why it's so important for us to have a broad understanding of just what negative emotion is, how covertly it works, how to spot it, why we keep having it, and oddly enough, how truly vital it is to the process of taking control. So please don't look at this chapter on negative as negative, okay? It's the secret component of getting us where we want to go. Now, imagine being a youngster turned loose in the biggest, brightest toy store you've ever seen in this whole wide world and being told that you can help yourself to whatever you wanted. Wow! All we have to do is feel what we want and magnetize it in. New job, your next house, new relationship, new body. This is terrific, but where are all these goodies going to come from? Are they just going to fall from the sky or come from our guardian angels in the outfield? No, they're going to come from you. And to pull them in, all you have to do is want them with a gut-blasting, feel-good vibration.